So Fox whacked Tucker. Last week they whacked Dan Bongino. I don't know what they accused Bongino of doing. I'm not even aware that there was a controversy involving Dan Bongino. But they whacked Bongino. And by the way, there were a couple of sniping, pettifogging jerk haters on Twitter and in certain other places going like, TKD doesn't know everything. He doesn't know that Fox News had an agreement that they got rid of Tucker. It's just as easy that Tucker decided he's going to leave on his own. That is not what is being reported. What is being reported is that Rupert Murdoch's son and some woman named Suzanne Scott made the decision Friday night, sat on it all weekend long, and this is what you do. You start changing passwords and what have you here, if there's any out there, and quietly through the chain of command, letting people know, hey, man, you're going to have to put something together, get the imaging off the air, you got to get the promos off the air, you have to do, there's a lot goes into it. Especially if you, this is the other part of this, especially if you have a lot invested. Nobody likes doing this. From personal experience, I can tell you, it breaks your heart. If you're actually an owner of one of these things, when you have invested years of capital and then your own time and talent and energy to realize or to discover that, you know, you've got to move on, whether it's a producer or host or whatever it is. You know how many producers we have trained that have rolled through here? And it benefited from my 30 years of experience, and it rolled out to go somewhere else? Several. You don't remember this, but I can tell you the stories. Back in 2009, 10, 11, and 12, I personally trained 5 producers that all went on to bigger, supposedly bigger and better things. 2 of them were stolen by the Joe Madison show on the XM side of things. 2 of them were stolen by Joe Madison. And I go, hey, man, wait, what are we, AAA ball for Joe Madison? In any event, nobody, you people that sit out there with your, you know, behind your keyboards with, and I'm not directing it. What?
What do you mean, you people?
You people that sit out there behind your keyboards as pettifogging peanut gallerist and all this. There's nothing pleasant about any of this. It's not fun. And since I've been in Tucker's shoes before, none of this is fun. You have to go and tell your family. You know, your friends are all going to be blowing your phone up. And then you'll get tired of telling the story, which probably is, I don't know. I expected it for a long time, and they finally just did it. But I don't know what actually threw them over the top. And by the way, this is a ridiculous urban legend that's out there that Tucker was the ringleader of the liars on the Dominion voting machine thing and all that. That's just not true. It simply isn't true. As Glenn Greenwald points out, and you got the video from Greenwald, right? Of Tucker calling out... No. I knew I should... wait a minute. Do I have the screen still open? Hang on. Hold on. Yes.
Are you talking about the about I was a part of the problem?
No. There, okay. Back in November of 2020, Tucker called out Sidney Powell. Remember, release the Kraken. And because he's asking a question, okay, you said release the Kraken. We all cheered and went, show us the Kraken. She never showed us the Kraken. Remember here on this show, we kept going like, I'm not down with this whole Kraken thing because Sidney Powell hasn't showed us the Kraken. Where's the Kraken? Lynn Wood never showed the Kraken. We thought that they were fine, upstanding people and that they had the Kraken, but they actually didn't have the Kraken. And the Kraken was never released. So for people that are piling on and going, Tucker went in on the Dominion voting machine, he lied, he would lie. Tucker called out, to his credit, Sidney Powell and said, where's the evidence? Where's the Kraken? As Greenwald says, as we covered on tonight's show, Tucker did something after the 2020 election that no primetime CNN or MSNBC host would ever have the courage to do, say things they know would enrage their viewers. He said Sidney Powell had no evidence for her claims. He did. We played the audio here. You know, and by the way, another thing that gets said, that people think that if you like Donald John Trump that and you're in this business, that you have to become a yes man. I've never been a Trump yes man, but when Trump gets something right, we say he gets it right. Just like last week, we were talking about the stupid unforced error of what he did with DeSantis. And now he's out there, and he is apparently courting... I gotta watch what I say because I'm not. There's so many sources on these things. But someone was in the chat room earlier going, "Is Trump going homo and woke?" Well, he's always had that weak spot. He's always had that weak spot. I don't care what it is they do in the privacy of their bedrooms. It's not my business. Somebody, I'm trying to make America great again. Yes, for gay people too. So. When Trump gets things wrong, you call him out on it. This way your audience can rely upon you as an oracle and a beacon of truth. Well, I think that that's pretty much the way that Tucker Carlson ran the Tucker Carlson Report. By the way, let's go down the list here. From their bully pulpits, regime leader Biden singled out Tucker Carlson and basically implied that Rupert Murdoch needed to get rid of him. Don't ever forget, in the early days of the Franken-Jab campaign, from the White House podium, Peppermint Zaki had her dirty dozen list of 12 media people that needed to be fired, needed to be banned from media for the rest of their lives. Who was in the top five? Tucker. So from the podium, from the seat of government, Jennifer Psaki asked for the termination of Tucker Carlson. Now, this is, people say this is what happens in Banana Republic. No, Banana Republics don't have Fox Newses. This is what happens in very wealthy countries like Italy. In the last month, we have audio of Corinna Jean-Pierre, Blackity Ann, mentioning by name Fox News' Tucker Carlson and singling him out as in need, that the Fox News needed to do the right thing, which meant get rid of Tucker. 2 days ago, Jennifer Psaki again on MSN, on NBC News on Sunday, interviewing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, did not push back. When Ocasio-Cortez said, we have like all these rules and stuff with the federal government, and Tucker Carlson's clearly inciting like violence and stuff, and we need to invoke these rules and get rid of him forever, ever. Chuckle Schmuckle Schumer from the floor of the announcement room in the hall, in the rotunda, underneath the Capitol rotunda, outside of the Senate chambers, 1 month or so ago, after the release of the videotapes that Kevin McCarthy released and Tucker Carlson's people reviewed them and then aired them, said, and we'll play you the audio, that Tucker needs to go, that Rupert Murdoch needs to do the right thing. And Tucker Carlson needs to be pulled. And then Schumer followed it with needs to be pulled and prevented. From going on and on and on. So you have people inside the government of the United States that are working and are on the payroll, or were on the payroll of the United States government, now making decisions on what the citizenry can or cannot listen to or watch. Have you had enough now? Now are you ready? Now are you ready to attend the Congress, for example? Now are you ready to pick up a weapon and stand the post? These idiots don't realize what what Hades they have unleashed upon themselves. And then you have this. Gosh, there's so much here. Chuckles, Schmuckles, Schumer. I'm going to play this because he said that Tucker Carlson was a liar. This comes from the seat of government, again. Now, Ocasio-Cortez, they're like federal rules and laws and stuff. They're like violated and we can invoke them and stuff. I'm going to say this as anecdotally clear as is possible because I don't have the federal register here in front of me and I'm not going to look it up. Your kind, humble host has been in this business of radio and TV broadcasting for 31 years. Woo! And yes, I 32 years now. And yes, I worked in the television part. I worked for ABC. Yes, I did. Look it up. And by the way, when ABC whacked me for being too Catholic for New Orleans TV, I didn't get a letter. I didn't get a last show. I was just, you know what, they actually lied to me and told me it's a budget thing. We had to get rid of someone else, too. It was like a plain and total lie. In any event, I've seen a lot of heads roll, my own six times in 31 years, 32 years. I have never heard or seen anyone terminated or there's even any talk about someone being terminated as a result of a complaint and a threat made by the FCC. You know, Howard Stern made a name for himself by telling people that the FCC was out to get him. Yet, the only thing the FCC ever said that I am aware of about Stern was that the stations that were carrying the Stern broadcast had a duty, per their broadcasting license, had a duty to serve the public with counter content, basically is how they put it. And this is something that most people, again, how come I'm not being in it? Why aren't people coming and asking me? Because I'm a fountain of knowledge on this stuff. Do you know how you keep a broadcasting license on an AM or FM radio station? One of the things that they make you do, and they actually do enforce this one. Well, there's a couple things. One of them is tune into any AM or FM radio station on a Sunday morning. You'll hear the worst god-awful program, radio programming that's ever been put together. But it goes into what's called the public file. What's the public file, Mike? And how do you know all this? Because I've actually worked in radio stations and for a long time, and I know how they work. The public file is something that every radio station that has an FCC license anywhere in the United States has to keep. What's in the public file? Hate mail. If you get a letter that is addressed to you as the mangler or owner of an FCC-regulated property, and there is a complaint made about your programming or something that was said, or it doesn't matter what it is, you're not allowed to throw it away. People don't, but most people don't know this. You can't just burn it and go like, screw that idiot. You take the letter and you put it in what's called the public file. Well, every once in a while, this doesn't happen often, but you may get a surprise visit from someone that's an investigator or an inspector with the Federal Communications Commission. This does not happen very often. Should they come by, though, they're going to ask for a couple of things. Number one, who is your current board operator? Well, it's Maggie O'Connell. Does she have a Class A FCC operator's license? You used to have one, and I have one. You should fill a form out. There's no test or anything. Yeah, she has an FCC Class A operator's license. Okay, I'd like to see the license. You would also, in your public file, in your station file, you keep a copy of everyone that puts their hands on the board. They also are going to want to see your public file. They're also going to want to see these things called logs. What's a log? Well, when you hear me play a commercial for Daedalus Tactical or for Bulldog Kia, if we were an FCC-regulated property, we would be keeping what's called a log. You have to log everything that is played and is broadcast. And let's say you have six people that are on the mixing board in between the transmitter and what's going to be broadcast. The person that actually is sitting at the mixing board has to have the FCC Class A license and also is going to sign under penalty of perjury everything that's on the log. So, and if something is supposed to air, like a commercial, and it didn't, or you screwed up, or you couldn't find the card or whatever, you have to write a discrepancy, you have to sign it, and you have to date it. And then the lawyers, when they come in to do the affidavits at the end of the month, are going to want to know, why didn't this spot run? And then you tell them why. And then, because this is to make sure that the billing, that the advertiser is being billed for something that actually ran. So there are regulations, but I'm only telling you this as preface, just to point out there are no regulations for what can and cannot be said. Almost all of that is voluntary. People think that the federal government passed laws on advertising against cigarettes and stuff. They suggested it. To my knowledge, there's no actual law that says you can't run a Lucky Strike commercial on B97 in New Orleans. The broadcasters, at the suggestion of the FCC, voluntarily withdrew the spots, and they called it public service. Most people don't know this. But in 32 years, no federal law has ever been invoked against anyone that I can remember, including Howard Stern, that cost someone their head in radio or TV broadcasting. So for Ocasio-Cortez to sit there and basically threaten Tucker Carlson and Fox News, they have like federal law, then we have like that regulation and stuff. No, you don't. And if you do, they're not enforced. The FCC does not have an army like the IRS. I don't know if you know this or not. The FCC also doesn't send people out into the field with guns. It's a pretty mutual relationship between broadcasting concerns and the FCC. And by the way, I'm no fan of the FCC, and I think it's unconstitutional, the agency. But I can tell you one of the things that they do that, and most people wouldn't know this either, they make sure if you're awarded a broadcasting license for an FM radio property or an AM radio property, and let's just say you're broadcasting at 97.1 on the FM dial, the FCC will require you to do what's called a coverage map. You have to hire very expensive engineers, and they come out and they map where you tell them where you're in. Well, they're going to tell you where you could put your antenna, where you could stick it, and then they're going to they will assign you a wattage, how powerful your station is, and then the engineers will draw a coverage map. Once that coverage map is filed, that's what it is. You can file to amend it, but that's what it is. They won't let someone open another radio channel up at 97.1 that can infringe on your circle. So there are benefits to having if you want to call it that. But the FCC does not get involved in talent choices. And no one at Fox News is going to cite the Federal Communications Commission or any sort of branch of the federal government as why they got rid of Tucker Carlson. That's just absolutely preposterous. Yet I'm hearing it, I'm seeing it, I'm reading it. So let's just rule that one out. Here you will find this, and Janet Huxley said this, and so did Magdalene Rose on Our News. The decision to let Mr. Carlson go was made on Friday night by Lachlan Murdoch, the chief executive of Fox Corporation, and Suzanne Scott, chief executive of Fox News Media, according to a person briefed on the move. Carlson was informed on Monday morning. Remember I told you people were, they had a petty fog and snipers are going, he quit. You don't know what you're talking about. I know a lot more than you do, a-hole. A lot more. That's not a quit. That's not a walkout. Now, he may have smelled that there was some blood in the water. That's possible. But then again, if you do what Tucker does and you do what I did on Sirius XM for 13 years, you expect every day is your last. I kept telling, in her role as Minister, Maggie O'Connell, I kept telling Maggie O'Connell for years. Contract renewal is coming up next month. They're not going to do it. They're not going to, I just know it. They're not going to re-sign me. They're not going to do it. And every year they did, all the way up until 2015, until November 2015. So Carlson was informed on Monday morning by Ms. Scott, another person briefed on the move said. The power that may Carlson 53 wielded outside Fox News could not insulate him from a growing list of troubles inside the network related to his conduct on and off the air. I'm just reading from a story release here. I'm not making commentary on it. am reading, just so you'll know, related to his conduct on and off the air, some of which had been grating on Mr. Murdoch and his father, Rupert Murdoch, the chairman of Fox Corporation, who co-founded the network in 1996, according to two people with knowledge of the company's decision. The host, a polarizing and unpopular figure at the network, outside of his own staff, was exposed as part of a defamation lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems as a bully who denigrated colleagues and sources. Now, this is just trying to ruin the guy now. This is complete and total hearsay.
They don't want him doing anything else.
Right, because they don't want him to land anywhere. But it's not going to matter because as Rick Jackson, former general manager, he may still be the general manager of 1110 WBT, one of those wonderful 50,000-watt clear channel flamethrower AM stations that I worked at for not very long. As Rick Jackson told me the day that he had that he whacked me in March of 2020, when I like, Rick, I moved here really close to the family. I got babies. You know, the girls were a year old. And he goes, Mike, let me just tell you something. In this business, the listeners go where the good talent goes. You're a really good talent. You'll be just fine. Don't worry about it. I'm like, but, he goes, look, do you really want to stay? Because if you do, I'm going to give you a set of rules that you're going to have to broadcast by. I don't think you're going to like them. But someone out there is going to like them, and you're going to do just fine. And of course, he was right, because, I mean, Rick was an old talent. As a matter of fact, a little trivia here, that I worked for the guy that did the country music version of Casey Kasem's Top 40. Rick Jackson was the host and had been for years. He may still be of the country music version of Casey's Top 40. It was using a radio name, but it was Rick who was doing it. In any event, viewers are going to go where Tucker goes, but I just want to warn you about something. Or not warn, but just kind of talk out loud about this. To have a Tucker Carlson at so visible and popular of a destination as Fox News was a good thing for the truth. So, glad-handing and saying that, well, he'll just go and move on and go independent or whatever, or my theory is that if I was CNN, dude, I'd be burning that dude's phone up. If I was whoever is in charge of CNN these days, that would be my move. Because CNN, if it weren't for the airports, CNN is gone. They have no viewers. They're toast. The only viewership that's being reported on CNN is people that are seeing it and are in airports with people meters on. That is the kit and caboodle of the Clinton News Network's audience. So if I'm CNN, I'm going to go out and get Tucker, and I'm going to give him whatever he wants. And if he wants to do 2 hours a night, fine, do 2 hours. If you want to do a roundtable show in the afternoon and a lead show at night in primetime, fine, do that. If you want to bring in some other talent and have them have shows, yeah, we'll do that too. But do not make a mistake about this. Losing Tucker at Fox News is a blow. Why? And how can, again, why aren't people asking me these questions? Because I have the answers. It's not as easy as people think to just flip switches because we're in the internet age and start brand new broadcasting concerns and then have everyone just leave one and go to the next. It's a lot easier than it sounds. And even if you had the technology to do it, you know, you're still competing for hearts and minds and ears and eyeballs, and you have to convince people that they should leave the comfort of something like Fox News and that they should head over to where you are. Then there's the cost of the infrastructure. Then you have to find someone to run and manage the infrastructure, which is why when Dale Bigstreet got whacked, who was a former producer for 2 decades for the medical programs that ran on CBS News. I mean, Dale was a big shot. And the documentary wing or the news department wing that produced the doc films on the medical profession, when Dell Bigtree was told that he could no longer broadcast the High Wire, his show, You know, after he left CBS, he started his own. Couldn't broadcast the High Wire on Meta anymore. Couldn't broadcast it on YouBoob. Couldn't broadcast it on any of the usual suspects. And it got deplatformed. You know, Dell had to go out and figure out a way to do it on his own. And he did. But note that, you know, the High Wire didn't start a network. Like the Crusade Channel. It's freaking hard to do. So, would Tucker go out and go independent? Would he just go land on YouBoob? I don't think so, because they would get rid of him too. They're in on all this. The cult of death. Anywhere where the cult of death is, he can't go. With the exception being, again, Clinton News Network. Why do I say CNN? I say CNN because, you know, Ted Turner started that thing. Turner was fancied himself as a maverick. And, you know, when CNN was launched in 1988, it was a complete and total bust. Nobody was watching cable news. And by the way, now it's going to be part of the second hour monologue they're going to do on this. Wither cable news. It seems to me that if you could become, if you step just a little bit outside the guidelines, you know, the velvet ropes in the Capitol building where you're supposed to be, where approved thought and dialogue is, they will get rid of you. NBC News paid $15 million and was going to pay $50 million for the privilege of having Megyn Kelly for all of 6 weeks. Do you remember this? Megyn Kelly leaves Fox News, and she never was a conservative, as they said, goes to NBC, and then NBC goes like, she doesn't do what we want her to do, she's not that good. And so NBC gets rid of Megyn Kelly. So Megyn Kelly is now out there on her own and has her own podcast, and by those indications is doing well. She had a lot to say about Tucker yesterday. And she was talking about cable news. Where does this leave cable news? Well, you know, I spent some time researching cable news ratings yesterday. Cable news ratings are down about 15% 2023 over 2022. Year over year, compare March to March, the beginning of April to April, about a 15% slide. Where are those eyeballs going? Well, in this atomized world of ours, where are they going? They're going out there to all those other little platforms that are being formed out there. Because, as I've always said, when everyone is a Tucker Carlson, no one is a Tucker Carlson. When everyone is an El Rushbo, no one is an El Rushbo. When everyone is a King Dude, no one is a King Dude.